From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. A sentence has just been handed down to disgraced former Arkansas State Senator Jake Files. The Republican from Fort Smith pleaded guilty in January to charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and bank fraud as part of a wide-ranging investigation. A sentencing hearing has just wrapped up. There covering the hearing is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, what happened?
Well, Judge P.K. Holmes, Federal Judge P.K. Holmes, gave Jake Files a sentence of 18 months on all three counts. Obviously, he will serve those concurrently. Restitution of just under $84,000. He waived all the fines instead of prison date of August 2nd. So former Senator Files is free on bond until he has to report to prison. But the 18 months, Michael, is right within the sentencing guidelines. The U.S. Probation Office recommended 12 to 18 months. The federal prosecutors in the case were wanting 18 to 24. So they hit it right in the middle. Of course, Files' attorney asked for one day of incarceration with a supervised sentence after the supervised release sentence after that. But Judge Holmes said that the court couldn't just look past what he said was, quote, an egregious violation of public trust.
Yeah, and he was one of several state lawmakers facing corruption charges for allegedly guiding state money to clients and friends. And he was accused of directing about $46,000 in state improvement funds for use in building a sports complex on city-owned property in Fort Smith, but submitted fraudulent bids to the Arkansas Development District and then directed money to an associate's bank account, which was later withdrawn and put in a cashier's check to Files Construction Company. Did he have anything to say? Did he speak before the sentence was given?
Yes, he did, and he essentially asked for mercy, said that he has lost his business, lost his home, even said that he may end up losing his wife and family. He was pretty emotional through some of the speech, said that he has, suffered quite a bit already, and said that if, the purpose of sentencing was to prevent someone from doing it again, that he would never, ever be engaged in that kind of activity. The one thing I would point out that's different in his case than what we're seeing in some of the other cases is that his case was theft. It wasn't bribery. It wasn't fraud associated with bribery. Not that it's any better, but it's different in that way than what we're seeing with some of the other legislators.
And is he cooperating with other investigations?
Yes, that's part of he is the judge, and even the feds agreed that he has been fully cooperative, and he intends to cooperate on any other, whatever he's called on in the future.
That's reporter Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics, who was in the federal courthouse in Fort Smith as a sentence was handed down just a short time ago. Again, former Arkansas State Senator Jake Files sentenced to 18 months in federal prison. Michael, thanks for talking with me.
You're welcome, Michael.
This is KUAR News.